The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the guests and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Networking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number one, .com. The show is also brought to you by Flash Forward Sites. The proof is in your numbers. Learn more at flashforwardsites.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I traded it
all. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am your host, Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona, here for 14 years talking to people about what they do on my show. And what I love about my show, again, I've said this so many times, is the information that people get from the show. And what I also love is that I can have my guests call in from anywhere in the world to be able to talk about themselves. And right now with me, my first guest happens to be Deborah Olson, who is my client, but more so than anything, my friend, especially more so now. It's been like the last, I think she's been on at least a dozen times. And August happens to be a very special month for her. Welcome to the show. I know you're calling in from another state. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, and welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Carol. And I cherish this time with you always as a friend and as a professional, as a woman, to be able to spread the good news to other women. Thank you for inviting me back again today. Yes, so this coming Sunday, August the 1st, is a very special day indeed. It is National Girlfriends Day, a day that we pause and really reflect on our female friendships, celebrate them, cherish them, make time to be with girlfriends, and let our girlfriends know how much they mean to us. So August 1, a very important day, and women everywhere are now paying more attention to this day. It's gotten more publicity lately, and people really do look at that day as, hey, this is a day I need to make a date with a girlfriend and go do something fun.
Absolutely. You're also the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. We just heard your ad, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the book, why it's so important to you, and how you want to reach out to so many women out there. Men, right now, you got to hang tight with us. We're really talking more about women right now. But tell everybody a little bit about the book and kind of why you wrote it, about you. I also wanted them to understand your background as well.
Sure. So my background is I went into nursing first. I became an RN and worked in OBGYN. I took care of new moms at the bedside on the postpartum unit. I was in labor and delivery. I worked in special care nursery and took care of sort of mildly sick babies. It's not the same as the NICU, but the special care nursery was used as for mildly sick babies that needed extra care besides the newborn nurseries. So I did all that and loved my job. I loved everything about working in OBGYN. And then after I had my own babies and stayed home for a few years, I decided I'm going to go back, but I want to take a little bit of a turn and build on my nursing career, but actually get a degree in psychology. So I went to school part-time while I was raising my children. I got a bachelor's degree in psychology from a university here in Houston, Texas, where I live, the University of St. Thomas. And then I went on and got a clinical psychology master's degree from Sam Houston State University up in Huntsville, Texas. And I opened my own practice, and I have been working with primarily female clients since I put out my shingle many years ago, and it's almost two decades now that I've actually been seeing clients and doing therapy with women for things like transitional issues, post-divorce, looking for new jobs, stress, anxiety, depression, a lot of postpartum issues. I've worked with a lot of new moms who are very stressed and trying to find their way through new motherhood. So I've really specialized in women's issues in my practice. And then a few years ago, I wrote The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It is my first book. It has won 6 literary awards, which blows me away. I feel
congratulations.
So
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm so honored. So it's won great awards. And what people are telling me after they read it is it really touches their soul. It's a book that really celebrates female friendship. I get into kind of some nitty-gritty. I give a lot of examples. I talk about my own friends. I talk about how to deal with a toxic friend. I talk about different levels of friendship, everything from we all have acquaintances on the outer circle, and then we have our BFFs, our best friends, on the very inner core circle, and then several other levels of friendship between those two. So I designed what I call the Olson Friendship Framework, and it highlights all of that in some concentric circles. People love that because it gives them a way to conceptualize their female friendships in a new, more empowered way. And I celebrate every level of friendship because we need those acquaintances. We need those outer circle friends just as much as we need the best friends on the inner core.
Well, we're going to open up the lines here to the audience for everyone to get entered in to win a copy. One copy. I've got the, it's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You can get it at Amazon.com, but you can also call in here, get entered in to win one. This is a great book for book clubs too. Let's talk about that real quickly.
Absolutely. I have been so honored to hear from book clubs all across America. I've had people from Nebraska and Arizona and lots of different states, California, call me and say, we are reading your book right now in our neighborhood book club, and it's amazing. You put these discussion questions at the end of each chapter, and it's drawing us out and making us dive deep into really core issues about female friendship that we hadn't really addressed before. A lot of people kind of stuffed some of the hurtful friendships that they'd had earlier in their lives, and they'd never addressed these things. And so these discussion questions, which I put a lot of time and effort into so that people would really be able to, in a book club format, sit around and really go into their own friendships and share with each other some of their experiences together, some of the pitfalls, and really try and increase their awareness about how to be a better friend to others, or maybe how to behave differently in their female friendship so they could get more from it.
And now you can even do your book clubs anywhere. That's what I love about this pandemic, even though it's been kind of nasty. At the same time, there's something out of something bad, something good has come from it. Also, friends, you know, the your relationships have probably grown with some of them.
Yes, absolutely. And what's the neat thing is I've actually been honored to, people have emailed me from different states and said, we are reading your book right now. Would you consider being our guest and coming on a Zoom call with us the night that we do our book club and just talking to us a little bit about your book and let us ask you some questions? And I love that.
Oh, so, I think that's so much fun. And anybody listening, please call in here, get entered in to win. Maybe you'd like to have a book club with her, be a part of it. It can be done now. That's what's so neat about it. Call in here, get entered in to win. It's the healing power of girlfriends, how to create your best life through female connections. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Check her out on her website. It's Deborah-Olson.com. Now, I know you can purchase it there, too, and you have some fun things that you like to do off of your website that people can learn a little bit more about you and get from you.
Yes, absolutely. So since it's going to be National Girlfriends Day on Sunday, this coming Sunday, August 1st, well, what a great time to say, hey, my special girlfriends, my BFFs, they deserve to have something from me that will celebrate our friendship in a special way. So on my website, you can go there and look at my merchandise gift shop, and there are several things on there that you can buy. They're very reasonably priced. I have some really cute pillows that are just really sweet. They're very feminine, and they have lovely slogans on them about female friendship. I've got some coffee mugs. I've got some wonderful things on there that people have gone on there and actually purchased for their girlfriend's birthdays, for Christmas, for whatever, and have let me know how much that their girlfriend loved that item and that gift, because it specifically is addressing the female friendship. And so I would urge people to go on there. Like you said, Deborah-Olson.com is the website, and on there is the link to the merchandise gift shop.
Got to check it out. It's got to be some really cute stuff. So there's pillows, there's coffee mugs with, you know, slogans on them, all about girlfriends. Sunday, this Sunday, is National Girlfriend Day, and it's all of August that that's happening. So we have the whole month to show our love to our girlfriends. Check it out. It's Deborah-Olson.com. One of the things you said to me before we came on the show today was that you have things in the press that are hot off the press that you wanted to talk about. Let's talk about some of those.
So one of the things I really want to talk about today, there's a couple things, and one is just I'm so excited because as we're coming out of the pandemic and more people are getting out and about and getting back to life and traveling, and this summer's been, I don't know if you've done any traveling, Carol, yet, but I've actually flown, went up to see my son in the Twin Cities that over July 4th weekend, and I was blown away by the airports. They are busy. They're crowded. The planes are full. People are out there. They're traveling. Yes, we have to wear a mask on the plane. So what? You know, at least we get to fly again, right?
Right. We're hustling and bustling a little bit here.
Yeah, we are, and it feels so good. It feels so good to be walking through an airport again, and there's people everywhere. So as this is happening, my big news that I want to share with your audience today is that we have planned a girlfriend's cruise. Grab your girlfriend and come on a cruise, and we're going to have so much fun together. I will be doing some little mini seminars about female friendship. We'll have lots of handouts. We'll have really cool stuff to share just verbally in our small groups. We're going to be talking about just some of the topics in the book that kind of really make us aware of the power of female friendships. It's a power.
How much fun is that? When is that happening? We're going to go to a break soon. So when is that happening?
Yes. So I can't give you the exact date yet. I'm in touch with our travel agent, and we are waiting to see for 2022 how things open up. Most likely it will be in the spring or early summer of 2022. So stay tuned, probably March, April, May, June time frame. And we're going to cruise out of probably Galveston, Texas. And there's a lot of different cruises that we're looking at. We are looking at ones that are 3 days or 4 days or 5 days. They also have them for a week, but we're probably going to do a smaller one, not a whole week. And we're going to have so much fun. And so I will have more details to share as that unfolds, but it is in the works, and I'm so excited.
I'm excited about that, too. Guys and gals, listen up. Tell everybody about this. This is pretty cool. How about a little girlfriend cruise? That's pretty neat that you're putting that together. Now, that's going to be for 2022. It's going to be coming up. So we're going to be talking about that sometime again soon. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk further about the importance of friendships and girls and the way they interact with one another. This book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Our number here, call in for it, 602-277-5369.
When someone close to you passes, the grief can feel overwhelming. So when it comes time to make the necessary preparations for your loved one, you can rely on Angel Cremation and Burial in Mesa. Our caring and professional staff knows you're going through a lot, so we focus on helping you understand your options. You only pay for what you truly need. To learn more about our many cremation and funeral services, call 480-962-6435. 480-962-6435. AngelsCremationandBurial.com.
Looking for quality outpatient, home health, and telehealth therapy options for yourself or a loved one? Arbor Therapy might be just what you're looking for. We provide speech, occupational, physical, and feeding therapies, attendant care, and habilitative services to both children and adults. Call 480-935-0614, 480-935-0614, or visit one of our three locations in Chandler and Glendale. Find us on the web at arbortherapies.com. Arbor Therapies, a better approach to life.
What would you call an investment that paid 12% and was 100% insured? Most people call it impossible, including the author of the incredible book that named it the number one investment in America. That author, Chuck Salisbury, will be a guest on Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder on August 2nd to explain. He's also giving away his book for a few listeners. So don't forget, that's Monday at 12:30 on Networking Arizona, right here on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Hey, this is Howie.
And me, Javi.
Bravo Insurance Agency offers financial and lifestyle protection for those you love from an agency you can trust.
Gain the financial lifestyle security you deserve.
Proudly serving individuals, families, veterans, and America's small business community since 1985.
For free, no obligation consultation, call us at 480-316-7862. That's 480-316-7862.
Like us on Facebook.
Tired of paying high hourly fees when you need a plumber? With Cobra Plumbing, you get the same great service as the other guys, but you pay by the job, not the hour. So if you have a residential plumbing issue, don't wait. Call Cobra Plumbing today. Plus, our work is guaranteed. So call us today for your free estimate. Call 602-663-8432. That's 602-663-8432. To see a list of our complete service offerings, go to cobraplumbing.net.
If you own rental properties anywhere in the Valley, Denali Real Estate can provide you with the best overall value, guaranteed. Denali Real Estate Property Management offers 6% management fee, no startup fees, no long-term contracts, and a money-back guarantee. Mention KFNX and we'll fill your first vacant property for free. Please call 480-626-4062. That's 480-626-4062. Or visit our website, DenaliArizona.com. If I
traded it all. So welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Deborah Olson. She is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. And, you know, you can get this book on Amazon.com, but you can call in here and get one from me for free. Our number here, 602-277-5369. And this August, Sunday, August 1st, is starting National Girlfriend Day. That's why she's here now talking about all this. The cruise is going to be coming up for cruises for all your girlfriends to take them on that. That's going to be so much fun. Deborah, I said we want to talk about, you know, girlfriends and their relationships. And, you know, sometimes they can be really good. Sometimes they can't. But it's something that we need friends in our lives. Men do too. But women, for some reason, I think, need them even more.
Yes, we do. We're wired for connection with our girlfriends. We came hardwired for that at birth. Guys need friends in a different way, but girls and women, we really need to have female friendships to thrive, to really have the best physical health, the best emotional health, the best mental health. We need to have time with our girlfriends. We're just wired that way. And when we celebrate that and we adhere to living a life that embraces that, then we live our longest, healthiest, and happiest lives. And the research backs this up, which is really powerful stuff, and that's in my book. And I have lived long enough now on this earth to know when the times of life get very difficult and very stressful and the curveballs of life find us, it's our girlfriends that come to our rescue and literally breathe air into our lungs sometimes. I just had, since I was on your show the last time, I had a really scary situation that happened with my family, and this just happened a couple weeks ago. My little grandson, who is 3 months old, got very, very sick with the respiratory illness that's going around right now. It's rampant in the U.S. It's called RSV, and it's a respiratory virus. It's what kids get, they share it with each other, it spreads like wildfire. And the toddlers, my two grandkids that are in this family, the two-year-old and the three-year-old, both got RSV, and then they gave it to their baby brother.
Oh, no.
He's like 3 months old, and they, of course, shared it with him, and then he got very, very sick. He went to the hospital, he went to the ICU, and for almost a week, he was very,
wow,
very sick, and it was touch and go. My daughter was very frightened that she was going to lose him.
You must have been frightened yourself. My gosh.
Yes.
What a scary time.
Yes, I really was. I was very frightened. We were taking care of the two toddlers, so my husband and I were at my daughter's house helping take care of them while my daughter and her husband were at the hospital in the ICU with him. And I've never gone through something quite like that before. I've gone through other things, but this is the first time that we went through something like this and almost lost a grandchild. And so for us, we're still kind of reeling from this. He's been home from the hospital about 5 days now.
So, I'm so glad to hear that.
He's made good progress. But what happened for me that I'll never forget is that my girlfriends started rallying around me. They started calling me. They started texting me. They started reaching out. What do you need? What can we do for you? Tell us what we can do to help. We're here for you. And they put it on Facebook, and I said, you know, we just need prayers right now because it's very serious, and it could go either way.
Hmm.
And so they put it out on Facebook, and they ask for all their friends to pray and their church groups to pray. And we literally had hundreds of people that were praying for him and that were thinking of him and giving well wishes. And, you know, he finally turned the corner, and we are so grateful he came back home to us on Friday night last weekend, and he's making great progress. But it really taught me yet again, it taught me how important those female friendships are in a time of crisis when we're literally on our knees. We don't know where else to go, and it brought me to my knees. And so here were my girlfriends rallying around me saying, what can we do? We're here for you. Can we bring you food? What can we do for your family? And so it's in those moments that the true friendships really come through loud and clear, and you really see what value that they have to your life in a powerful kind of spiritual way.
I think everyone can relate to that for sure. And I'm so glad that he is home and that he is getting, turning that corner of health.
Yes.
And I wish him only good luck, you know, for further. And I know I'm,
Thank you.
He's going to be fine. Now I want to, also talk though about some people who are lonely, you know,
yes,
and a lot of people lose their friends. One of the chapters in your book is about making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard, especially as we get older, you know, to do
yes,
those kinds of things. But you even have chapter in there for that. And again, I want to talk about your book clubs that you can do with people. This book is a great book to read, to give to a friend as a gift, but also as a book club. And today now you can do kind of these book clubs from anywhere, which I think is super neat.
Yes.
So you can call in here, get the book. She can even be on a Zoom call with you, which is so neat to be able to have the actual author of the book be right there with you in your club.
Yes.
You could check her out on her website. It's Deborah-Olson.com. Don't forget that you can also go to the merchandise gift shop that she has up there. There's pillows that you can give to a friend. There's coffee mugs. All of them have slogans on them with girlfriends, good feeling stuff. Again, it's Deborah-Olson.com, and our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Get entered in to win. Real quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes, again, you know, talk about that chapter, too.
Yes, so the chapter about making new friends, that's a really powerful chapter because people are different periods of their lives. They find themselves alone, they find themselves with no friends for all different reasons, and it's very overwhelming to think about starting a new friendship and how to go about that. So the book really walks you through that, and I give lots of suggestions of how to reach out and make new friends. I actually am living proof of a new friendship group. A few years back, we moved to a different area of Houston from one end to the other, and I had to start over with making new friends in my new area. And so I reached out to a group of ladies that had posted on the Nextdoor app and said, looking to start a really nice friendship group with other ladies in the area. You know, we'll get together for dinner, a glass of wine, and just kind of mingle and mix and get to know each other and build bonds of friendship. So we have now celebrated 4 years together, and we are tighter than ever. It's a group of about 30 ladies. We all enter into each other's lives in the good days, the bad days, and everything in between. And that is what I would recommend. Take the risk. Go out there. Take the risk. Put yourself out there and say, I'm going to, what do you have to lose? I'm going to put myself out there and make a new friend today.
Do it. And you know what? It's National Girlfriend Day starting August 1st, this Sunday. Give her a call here and get entered in to win. 602-277-5369 is the healing power of girlfriends. Check her out. It's Deborah-Olson.com.
Need to sell your house fast? Do you have a house that needs fixing and you need to sell now? Freedom Property Group can help you. No realtors or worrying about fixing anything. We'll buy your house as is for cash. Not enough equity to sell your house and save your